Mayor Bill de Blasio is expected to unveil his affordable housing plan tomorrow. He's made it clear from the start of his term that housing is paramount to his overarching mission to address income inequality in New York City. De Blasio has already pledged to create or preserve 200,000 units of affordable housing in a decade. That would be more than the pro-development Bloomberg administration was able to accomplish in 12 years. Joining me now to talk more about de Blasio's affordable housing blueprint is WNYC's Janet Babin. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Sotirios.
So what's the administration expected to unveil tomorrow?
Well, City Hall's not commenting, obviously waiting for its big reveal tomorrow. But I've been speaking with dozens of stakeholders from the development community, affordable housing advocates, as well as people working inside the administration. And it appears that one of the most dramatic changes could be in the amount of money the city allocates to affordable housing in the capital budget. In fact, Sotirios, one source tells me that figure could actually double from about $5 billion under Mayor Bloomberg to $10 billion over the next decade under Mayor de Blasio. We're also expected to see a component of mandatory inclusionary zoning in the plan, meaning that developers would have to include a set amount of affordable housing if they wanted to build market-rate housing in the city. We could also see changes in the tax rebate programs that developers use to create affordable housing and housing in general. And sources say about half of the goal of the 200,000 units the mayor wants to create over the next decade will come from preservation and renovations as opposed to new construction. It's also possible we're going to see a resurrection of this idea of building housing on NYCHA properties. And lastly, there could be some change to zoning laws that would make it easier for developers to go up higher and create more units, more height, more density in some areas, especially around transit hubs and near the avenues.
Taller buildings, more density. You know, those are things that don't tend to go over too well with neighborhood community boards. How are they reacting to this?
Well, you know, we've known that that's where the tension was going to be with this plan from the start. Communities like Sunset Park are already creating landmark committees to protect neighborhoods from potential upzoning that would increase height and density. But the administration is expected to try to ease those fears by promising to build consensus with neighborhoods before changing zoning laws.
Okay, what does the development community think of this?
Well, you know, I'm told by my development sources that they're eager. You know, they want to see this plan. They want to see how they can make this work. They want to know the new parameters. And overall, Sotirios, I'm hearing less fear about the administration and this plan than they had initially, than developers had initially.
And what do developers want to see in the plan?
Well, something both market rate and affordable housing developers tell me that they agree they want to see is improvements at the Department of Buildings. They're hoping for a more streamlined process. Developers also want to help. They want help with construction costs. They want a citywide project labor agreement for affordable housing. They want a price break on city-owned sites, help with tax abatements, and they want straight-up subsidies. But that's all they're asking for.
And what about affordable housing proponents?
Well, builders and financiers of affordable housing want the city to devote more money to affordable housing. And again, we could see that reflected in the capital budget. It's also my understanding the plan could address issues like maintenance at rent-regulated buildings. And advocates want the administration to come up with a comprehensive plan for very low-income residents or those who need supportive housing services, like the homeless population. They want to see some long-term solutions there.
And Janet, do you think we'll see any out-of-the-box thinking in this plan?
Well, you know, that's what people are waiting to see. Are there going to be any surprises? And to figure out what that kind of idea might look like, I called up James Allworth. He's a former fellow at the Forum for Growth and Innovation at Harvard Business School. And that group looks at how cheaper, disruptive innovation could be applied to all kinds of world problems. So I figured, hey, let's see what he has for housing. Allworth says to disrupt affordable housing, we would have to think of a way in New York City to get more out of the land or the developments we already have.
Is there some way that you can increase utilization rates, whether it's micro apartments or something like that, such that you build in a scalable cost advantage there?
And a scalable cost advantage, meaning cheaper. How do we get affordable housing cheaper? He also mentioned, you know, some cities create low-income housing out of shipping containers, or they use modular construction to cut costs. And that might eventually work, though. It's been a slog for Forest City Ratner at the Atlantic Yards project in Brooklyn. They're having trouble with their modular housing, maybe working out the kinks for new projects. But innovation may be what's needed if the mayor is going to accomplish this ambitious goal for affordable housing.
Okay, very interesting. We'll have to see what he comes up with tomorrow. WNYC's Janet Babin, thanks so much.
Thank you.